Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. It is Dom time. Thanks for joining us here. Tom Fitton, president of Judicial Watch, has been with us a bunch of times, and every time, it's great information. He has a new book out. Republic Under Assault, The Left's Ongoing Attack on American Freedom. I'd put it this way about Judicial Watch. I remember back in the day when the ACLU wasn't just pro-criminal, but it actually was there to protect rights, particularly the First Amendment. God, you know, if they weren't there, we'd have to invent them. Well, the same thing with Judicial Watch. The work that they do is almost mind-boggling, the stuff that they shake loose. And this book gets into some of it. But boy, there are two big things, second to none, with Tom Fitton and Judicial Watch, one of which is their work over voter fraud. Tom Fitton joins us in Philadelphia again on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Tom, great book, and thank you for joining us today.
You're welcome. Good to be with you again.
Well, other than John Fund for the Wall Street Journal, who pushes back on those that give us this call all the time, hey, it's insignificant or it's not there when it comes to voter fraud. One of the brands of Judicial Watch, I think, is exposing just how many people have voted twice or potentially could have voted twice. How many people are still on voter rolls that shouldn't be? So, Tom, what do you say to those who say this is just all made up? If Trump loses or a Republican loses, stop whining.
Well, voter fraud is difficult to detect. And so the prosecutions are just a fraction of the violations that are known about, which are obviously a fraction of the violations which are unknown. And when you mail millions of ballots to dirty lists, is what's happening now, we're just, generally speaking, allow millions of people to vote away from the polling place, you have no real way of knowing about what type of voter fraud's taking place. You can't figure out if they're vote buying schemes, because you got to have people legitimately signing votes that were paid to do so. And unless someone comes forward, you're never going to figure it out. And on top of that, they've got a system in place that encourages fraud. And, you know, that's the public policy issue that's of major concern, is that the American people and voters want to be sure that their elections are administered fairly.
Mm-hmm.
And when they have a system in place, imagine going into a bank. No cameras, no security guard. They don't ask for your ID. They don't want to know about any transactions. There are no really good, reliable records about what goes on. Would you think that bank is run well and you could trust the numbers? Of course not. That's what we're expecting in many states across the nation to happen, nevertheless.
And using this pandemic, we're seeing more of it. And Tom, the latest iteration of this here, so far they've gotten away with it in Philadelphia. We have these satellite offices funded, we believe, by Zuckerberg and this Chicago group, where we're told we can't have poll watchers, even though that's where people are voting right now.
Yeah, I mean, you had that fight in Pennsylvania. It looks like they may be counting ballots that arrive not only after Election Day, which is problematic enough, but even potentially without a postmark. So they're providing kind of a pathway for fraud, for other fraudsters. And Pennsylvania's election is now going to be, I suspect, the subject of much more controversy than it otherwise would have been if they had sensible security rules in place. But the left doesn't want those sensible security rules in place, and I question why. And I can't think of any other answer than the simple one. They want to be able to steal the election if necessary.
Yeah, that's where the assault is. Now, Tom, you guys, too, have been tremendous when we're dealing with things like these lobbyists and Hunter Biden issues like this. And yet, this plays right into your book. The left's ongoing attack is aided and abetted by the media, who are against their self-interest to draw viewers to their station, to their channel, are covering up this story and just refusing to say, they keep on saying there's no story here and this will just pass. I don't think that's going to be the case.
Well, that's why the media and the left has been so desperate to censor information, because they are losing the battle for information control. And they want to break the rules in order to control information. And you see that with the fraudulent business practices of Twitter and Google and Facebook in suppressing the Biden scandal. And it's not going to work in the sense, thankfully, that they just drew more attention to it with their censorship. But it's happening in other circumstances. It's happening on COVID. It happened on Biden initially, while they were censoring the name of the so-called whistleblower. And it's happening on voter fraud, where Facebook and all the big tech companies are planning and have already restricted communications about the risks of voter fraud.
Well, and on election night, we're seeing it all out. We're not going to declare anybody a winner or let you declare anybody a winner because the meme out, the narrative out there, of course, is, well, Trump may seem like he won at that point, but we haven't counted all these other votes.
Well, that's right. And so any disputes about who won and why, we're not going to allow to air on Facebook, they tell us, or Twitter, they tell us. And that's intervention in an election as much as anything the Russians allegedly did.
Now, and the Iranians, Tom, and again, what's your take? Tom Fitton, president of Judicial Watch, with us. Was it that Radcliffe saw the FBI suddenly going to hold this news conference and that's why he jumped in there, because the FBI wanted to put out not only the Iranians, but mainly the Russian threat to get that again?
You know, I kind of find myself underwhelmed by the whole thing. The emails that were at issue were obviously fraudulent. Anyone who was intimidated by them, I guess, you know, I can't help that, but it's not good. But, you know, there are obviously spoofs. The real threat, as I say, is the potential for voter fraud, the risk that people will be disenfranchised because of the poorly designed election systems that are relying on risky mails to deliver and make sure votes are counted, and the chaos that the left plans to pursue if the candidate of their choice doesn't win the presidency.
You think that's real then? And do you talk about that in your book, A Republic Under Assault, the left's ongoing attack on American freedom?
Yeah, I think I talked about it a little bit, but they're already rioting. So what makes us think the rioting will stop on election day or after? You know, we detail more recently this Transition Integrity Project, where the New York Times describes the wargaming scenario for Team Biden being they would threaten having states threaten secession in order to get President Biden placed.
Wow. Trump is the one that's caused that he doesn't agree with a peaceful transition.
They're willing to precipitate a civil war if Trump wins. And how do I know this? I'm reading about it in the New York Times.
Yeah, I wonder if there's a scenario where Mrs. Clinton becomes president in their war gaming.
Yeah, well, there is a scenario where President will have an acting President Pelosi, which I think is also something they're planning on as well in terms of the potentialities. Because if there is no president because of disputes, you know, by January 20th, the Speaker of the House steps down. Presumably it's Pelosi, who knows, and they become acting Speaker.
It is amazing. Tom, where do we get the book, A Republic Under Assault?
It's available all over. Amazon, Barnes & Noble. JudicialWatchbook.com is a one-stop shop. You can figure out where you want to buy it from there. But it's the most important book you will read this year, and it's urgent you read it now.
Exactly right. Well, Tom Fitton, thank you so much. Thanks for the work that Judicial Watch does on so many fronts that we just talked about.
You're welcome.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.